This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Before you speak, I can feel your point. You're hearing the music of the New Hampshire-based rock duo When Particles Collide. And you might be surprised to learn that the band's front woman is, by day, a chemistry teacher at an elite boarding school.
Sasha Alcott, along with her husband Chris Viner, live on the campus of Phillips Exeter Academy. And when school's out, they're on tour with their two-person band. Their latest album, Photoelectric, is out this week, and they'll be playing tomorrow night at the Davis Square Theater in Somerville. But first, they join us here on Radio Boston.
Sasha, from one Sasha to another, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much.
And Chris, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
So first off, the name of the band, When Particles Collide. And then, of course, the name of the album, Photoelectric. Am I picking up a chemistry reference here from a chemistry teacher?
I think chemistry and physics both. I mean, I'm definitely was more interested in physical chemistry throughout my undergrad. And I've been sort of fascinated with this idea, and perhaps it predates my studies in chemistry to when I would watch 3-2-1 Contact as a kid, that really contact is the reason that everything happens. I'm quoting the theme song, if anybody remembers it. But this idea that, especially thinking about music, the way that music happens is you have these compression waves, which is a series of air particles colliding, and then that pushes something else, it pushes something else, and then those molecules actually have to hit these little pieces of hair in your ears, and then the whole musical experience is really based on this idea that particles have to collide.
Chris, are you a chemistry guy too?
I am not. I'm just a straight-up music guy that married a chemistry teacher.
So, Sasha, did music come first, the band, or did teaching come first?
You know, it's funny. They actually happened about the same time. It was my last year in college, and that's when I decided I wanted to be in a band, and I didn't know anything. I bought an electric bass, and my friend and I just hammered out some two-note songs in our in the house that we lived in. And as soon as I graduated, I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. I thought I would take some time off and play music. And that's when I got the call from my former AP chemistry teacher from actually Phillips Andover, where I was a student. And he told me that I was not allowed to not do anything chemistry related and that I need to pack my bags and come back to the academy and teach for a year.
He forbade you to give up your major.
He did. And I listened. And that's how I wound up teaching. So they really happened right around the same time for me.
And Chris, when you look at your wife sitting here next to you, is there the rocker version of her and the teacher version of her?
Yeah, there is a rocker version and a teacher version. The biggest difference is on the drive from the school to the venue. Within a minute and a half of being on the road, the makeup bag is out. And we've got the lipstick, we've got the gloss, we've got the eyeliner, we've got the mascara.
Way heavier than she wears in the classroom, I imagine.
I don't even think she actually puts any makeup on when she goes into the classroom first thing in the morning. She's just ready to go, just plain Jane teacher.
This is all true.
It is true. I usually have to say, we're coming up to a bump. Don't stick your, you know,
stick not time
the
for the mascara.
Right. Yeah.
So, Chris, on the band, you play drums, and Sasha, you're either bass or guitar, you're singing in the band.
Yes.
And one of your songs from your new album is called Constant Disaster. Let's listen to a little bit of that. Do you ever want to let the chemicals unfurl your tongue to say what you know? So this is pretty headbanging, I think, a lot of the music. Very rock. I mean, this is clearly rock and roll.
It's definitely rock music. Ain't
nothing like you. And some of the lyrics in this song also seem to have a chemistry theme. One of them says, do you ever want to let the chemicals unfurl your tongue to say what you know will hurt the most? So what drives your lyrics? Do you think your teaching bleeds into that?
In that particular lyric, I'm trying not to say, do you ever, like, stay up and get drunk and then want to say mean things about people? That doesn't make for a very good lyric. So really, I'm trying to be a little more subtle and just say, do you ever have this notion that you would just, the things that you would only say if you were a little intoxicated? But I don't want to sing about intoxication as a teacher. And actually, that's probably one way where the teaching bleeds in, is I feel a big responsibility to be honest and truthful, but also to not in any way advocate for behavior that I wouldn't want to advocate for in my classroom.
Well, that's something I definitely wondered when I heard about your rock and roll side and your teaching side, because I wondered if you have to be careful not to write lyrics too risque, or maybe if you make music videos, not to make them too raunchy because you're with adolescents all day long.
Yeah, it's a very difficult balance. You know, one of the videos, or the video for the single from our previous record, the one right before Photoelectric, I'm in a leotard and I'm dancing, and it's not raunchy, I would say that's not the right word, but I'm definitely in a leotard and I'm definitely dancing. And so it does occur to you, like, okay, so if the trustees of the Academy watch this video, is that going to be bad for the Academy? Would that be bad for my career? Would that make anyone uncomfortable? So I have to imagine myself basically sitting next to a student, and if they watched it, who actually is going to be more embarrassed? And most of the time, I actually think it would be the kid more than me. And then if I'm okay with it in my mind, then it's a pretty good litmus test.
Let's listen to a little more of your music. This is a song called Time, and it's one you specifically wanted us to hear.
That the song recorded has a lot of like crackle and energy. I think that we really liked the way that it came out. And it's also a little different for us in that it's got a little bit more of a darker feel than some of the stuff that we've done before. All that I
need. Sasha, what do your students think about the fact that you're a rock band person?
Some of them, you know, they hear that I'm in a band and they think, oh, it's like their dad's band that gets together, you know, once every couple months and plays blues songs in the basement. And then every once in a while they'll find out that it's real. Like, we go on tour, we write our own songs, we put out records. And they'll say things like, Miss Alcott, you're like in a real band. You know, they're sort of shocked that it's something other than a hobby. I think the biggest thing for the kids is the fact that I'm an adult with a responsible job, and you know, I clearly know what I'm talking about when it comes to chemistry. They think it's pretty cool that I also do something that is fun and that I seem to have fun in my life. And I think that's encouraging to a lot of teenagers who associate adulthood with, like, boring, you know, lots of responsibility. First of all, they're usually like, you're 40? You know, like, what? And then they are just like, man, you have a cool life. And I think, I know. It's awesome. Thank you.
Sasha, how do you think being a chemistry teacher influences your music in any way?
I think I write in a very block oriented way. Like, I think I really dissect songs and I really think about them almost like building blocks, which I think is a very chemistry way to think about. You know, well, I can take this part, move it over here, and then this can sit on top of this part, and then I can move this one around and change a little bit. It's that sort of visualization of the nature of matter and how matter rearranges during chemical and physical processes. I think the same way about parts of music.
I would imagine that very different schedules are required for teaching and performing, right? Because for one, you have to be up early. For the other, you're probably out late often. Is that ever tough?
It is the toughest part about trying to do the two things at once. So if we play a show on any sort of weeknight, which doesn't happen a lot during the school year, but it does, we'll get home at 2:30 and I have class at 8. And, you know, I just need to get up and do it. I need to make sure before we leave the night before that I'm really prepared. I know exactly what I'm doing. Everything's set up.
So, Chris, you can sleep in, but Sasha, you're getting up really or painfully early.
Yeah, I can sleep in, but I usually get up with her and have breakfast.
In solidarity.
Yeah. And Chris drives. So there are times when Chris is driving home from the venue and I have actually brought out the sleeping bag that we keep in the car and I'm sleeping in the passenger seat.
To get whatever few minutes of sleep you can.
Yes, absolutely.
Sasha, do you have two totally different wardrobes, one for the classroom, one for the stage?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. They have totally different color schemes. I wear a lot of bright pink, a lot of sort of tighter clothes for the band, lots of big earrings, big pink earrings. I wear really bright lipstick on stage. And when I'm teaching, I definitely look much more like a teacher. I look like a teacher. I dress like a teacher. And I'm always very excited when we're at the Goodwill and I find really great teacher clothes because I don't like to spend a lot of money on them.
I would think at Goodwill you're more likely to find good rocker clothes.
You know, it depends. In Exeter, New Hampshire, the thrift stores have a lot of conservative clothing.
One song in particular on your new album had what I thought was a very different sound to it than the others, and it starts kind of swingy, it's less hard rock, and it's called Something.
Don't try.
Is that you experimenting with your sound?
This is us taking advantage of Chris's family. the saxophone you hear is Chris's brother, Jeremy Viner, who is a New School and Juilliard trained saxophonist. You know, we thought, well, here's a song. It's got kind of this slow groove. It's really fun, and it sounds a little bit, the melody is kind of this 60s girl pop kind of melody at the beginning, and wouldn't it be fun to bring in Jeremy and see what he would come up with? And so it was really fun to just let somebody else's ideas come in and sort of let go of the song a little bit.
Tell us about your summer plans. You will be touring. How long? Where are you going to go?
We will be going everywhere from Boston, Massachusetts to San Francisco, California, and then down through the South, back through the Midwest. And then pretty much right after that, it's back to school.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
That's Sasha Alcott and her husband, Chris Viner, also known as the rock duo When Particles Collide. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Chris and Sasha will be playing tomorrow night at the Davis Square Theater in Somerville.
And we'll go out on the song If I Asked You from their new album, Photoelectric. If I had had her as a chemistry teacher, Sasha, I might have had a career in science. I don't know. Anyway, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, and Kathleen McNerney, with help from Jamie Bologna and Sarah Herman.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.